And good morning. Welcome back to AirVenture Oshkosh 2015. Good to be back. As you heard at the top of the hour, it's Monday. And if you're tuning in for the very first time, or if you're here on the grounds for the first time, you may wonder why we keep emphasizing what day it is. Well, the reason is as the week goes on, you see so much, you experience so much, you sometimes forget where you are and what day it is. But it is Monday, and we're here kicking off the show from the stand, and it is made possible by the Commemorative Air Force. The mission of the CAF is education so that generations of Americans will value and support the contributions of military aviation in assuring our nation's freedom. More than 12,000 members help operate 162 vintage aircraft in the CAF flying fleet, the largest private air force in the world. You can get more information about the CAF at their website, commemorativeairforce.org, or on site here. Hangar 57 is just on the south end of Boeing Plaza. Stop by and see them. Right now, we're welcoming our first guest of the year, Ron Wagner. And Ron and I actually worked together at EIA a number of years ago, but Ron is a longtime EIA-er. He's a home builder and also one of us who just can't stay away from Oshkosh in the middle of July. So, Ron, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be back, Steve. It feels like I came home.
It certainly does. So, as I mentioned, you're a home builder. You were a chapter president as well, so you've been involved in the organization for many, many years. What do you think of AirVenture 2015 so far?
Every year, I think the next AirVenture can't be better, but this one's already starting out to be. So, as always, AirVenture 2015 is going to be a landmark year.
All right. Tell us about the airplane that you built.
I've worked on a number of them. Mm-hmm. We built a Long Easy. It was headed up a group project. We built a Long Easy. I guess we built it in the 90s, late 80s and 90s. And we flew it for about 6 years, and then we sold it. And it was a great little airplane. A group project presents unique challenges because you have to deal with a number of different skill levels and a number of different attitudes toward the whole thing. But we got it done, and we flew her safely, never had a problem with it. And I've talked to the person that owns it now a couple of times, and it's still flying down in the D.C. area. So it even handles all that airspace down there.
Very good. And talking about managing a group project leads us into the reason that you're back this year, and that's the Give Flight Project.
Right. That's why I'm here today. And I'm down at the Give Flight Project, which is up on the main walkway between the main gate and I didn't look in the program to see what we call it this year. What used to be the West Ramp, Aeroshell Square,
Boeing
Phillips
Plaza.
Boeing
this year, yes.
It's Boeing. So anyhow, we thank those kind sponsors that make that area possible because it does take a lot to operate it, and we certainly appreciate them. And although we joke a little bit about the name changes, we certainly thank Boeing for all the support that they give us on that area. But anyway, we're located on what we call the EAA corners. We have an EAA major tent on each of the four corners, and I'm in the one that's called Give Flight.
All right. And what's happening inside that tent?
Well, if you remember last year, Steve, we made the commitment that we would build an aircraft. We built a Zenith 750 in 1 week and taxied it on the last day of the event. And this year we're doing something different. We're trying to get more and more and more people involved. We're building five sets of wings, two Zenith 750s, a Zenith 650, a Vans RV-12, and a Sonics YX. And we're building wings for all these aircraft, and we're going to give them. We have five chapters that have been selected on their basis to follow through, on the basis of their ability to follow through and present a good plan on what they were going to do with these wings. We're going to give them to these five chapters, and they're going to take them back and finish the airplane, form a flying club, not necessarily a chapter flying club, but one related to the chapter, and they're going to fly it, and we hope to have them back here in 2017 as an example of what can be done. Flying does not have to be expensive. I'm living proof of that. I never made a lot of money, but I've always remained active in aviation, and you can do that, and this is yet another way that you can do that. So we'd invite you, if you're here, well, obviously you're here if you hear this, and stop by that our location. Take a look at these wings. The manufacturer's reps are all there, but their main purpose isn't to sell you an airplane. It's to show you that this is something that you could do. We did that last year. We involved about 2,500 people in the building of that one-week wonder, which is incidentally located in the member tent right across the way from us. And This year you can come in and learn how to pull a pop rivet and actually pull some rivets on the wings of these five aircraft, their five wing sets that we're building. So it's a great opportunity to become involved, and it'll show you, you know, this is something you can do. A lot of times we look at building an aircraft and say, boy, I don't know if I can do this. This is pretty hard. Let me tell you, as somebody that got involved in this in the late 1960s, when we thought a kit was if you could buy the plans and the lumber at the same place, today the kits are so well engineered and so well manufactured that you can do this. I know I was amazed a couple weeks ago. We bought my grandson a Lego helicopter kit. He's 6 years old, and the kid managed to put it together. I think it's harder than building one of these airplanes.
There you go.
So you can do it. Yeah. So stop by and let us show you how you can do it.
Great. We're talking with EIA's Ron Wagner. He's with the Give Flight Project. And so anybody can just stop in and pull some rivets on the wings. Are you recording everyone's name so the builders
yes,
will eventually know who helped build their airplane?
We have a logbook that will go with the aircraft, and you'll sign your name in the logbook as one of the builders of that aircraft. You know, we have the 51% rule, but nowhere in that rule does it say that it has to be built by one person. So we take advantage of that, and we have like 3,000 people build the airplane. And their name goes in the logbook as one of the builders. But and last year it was really neat. We had everybody from the FAA administrator to the head of the NTSB, Audrey Poperesny. And just I could go on all day talking about the celebrities that stopped in there and pulled a rivet. And we hope that that same thing happens today. But more importantly, we want to see you in there. And, you know, it's so great when you come to Oshkosh. I know when I first started coming in any type of official capacity, I had always read about it in the magazines and thought, oh, man, I'd like to know how they do that. But you know what? You can become one of the in crowd just with a snap of a finger. It's not a hard jump to make. Stop in, get to know us. We'd love to have you there.
And as you can tell, Ron has quite a bit of enthusiasm for home building. And so if you don't see Ron, there are plenty of other folks there who can help get you started. You're doing rivets here, but also there are a number of other opportunities on site to learn other skills that go into home building, composite welding.
Many, you know. Many. Swing by our workshop area, which is located just north of what I call the main intersection. Mm-hmm. And it's north there, and we have a number of different workshops, and you can learn all of the basic skills. And the neat thing, the way we have it set up, it's run very much like our Sport Air workshop, which is if you want to get into a little bit more detail. But you go through a very short classroom period in the morning for, well, maybe an hour and 10 minutes. And then you move over into one of the shop areas, and you'll actually build a project that you can take home with you.
Good.
And you go home and say to your wife or husband, hey, you know what? I could build an airplane. Look, I built this.
Exactly. I still have the block of fabric covering that I did at the
right.
Sport Air workshop several years ago hanging on the wall in the office. And, you know, that is always a dream. But you can really make that dream come true. Again, if you'd like to stop by and help build these wings, do you know the numbers or the locations of the chapters that are receiving the wings?
They're written on the wall
okay.
there. And, you know, I don't want to give them because I'd be going for my 70-year-old memory, and I might just get it wrong. But they're located literally all over the country.
Okay.
And I know one's going to New Mexico, I believe, and one's going down into Illinois. But I can't remember the
right.
numbers, so I'm not going to give them over the air. I'll bring them the next time.
Okay. So, and the goal is to have those airplanes here at AirVenture 2018.
2017 or 2018, depending on how the time frame goes.
Okay.
And it's, if you were there last year, you noticed that there was a little bit of urgency
right.
in everybody's actions because mm-hmm. we had made this commitment to fly that or to taxi that airplane at the end of the week. This year, you won't find that same sense of urgency. We have much more time to get to know you, to
Good.
Talk with you, because, you know, if these wings don't get done this week, we finish them the day after.
Okay.
And but we think we will have them done by the end of the week, but the same sense of urgency isn't there. So I'm glad to say we can spend a little bit more time with you and give you a little bit more personal attention.
Good. One last thing, the 1 week wonder. What's the status of the airplane now?
The airplane's been on tour. It's been flown quite a bit. It was down in Florida at the Sebring event, then over to Sun and Fun, then it came back up the East Coast, and stopped in Georgia, Frederick, Maryland. and there was, I believe it was out in Ohio somewhere, and then it came back to Oshkosh. And I don't know where else it's been. I'm certain it's been to several local chapters. But they're taking it on tour, flying it around. And if you worked on it last year, stop by. Your name's still on it. We're going to put a fancy paint job on it. But people were so proud of that they had worked on that airplane that we thought we're going to leave these names out there where everybody can see them for a year or two.
All right. Sounds good. Ron Wagner, tell us again where you're located and how folks can get involved.
We're located right at the EAA corner between the main gate and Boeing Plaza. And it's very easy to find. We're out there. You'll see a crowd of people, and you'll hear a bunch of noises coming from that tent. Stop by, and we have a team of people that we call ambassadors that will greet you and show you how to pull a pop rivet, as well as we have some experienced builders in the tent working on the aircraft, and we'd certainly like to talk to all of you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks, Ron, for taking some time this morning to be with us. You're listening to From the Stand. We'll be back in just a few moments here on EIA Radio.